Welcome back, Rosie on the house. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back, all y'all. If Rosie was here, it'd be all y'all. So we are at the Chartres Hall Museum in Prescott, enjoying this beautiful morning on the 4-acre grounds and getting to meet some just wonderful people. We have Terry Barrett, who is going to kind of share with us this morning little snippets of the folk music world. So you've brought with you four instruments?
Yes, I did. I thought I'd give a few examples. You asked earlier what folk music was. It's funny because one of the first meetings we had a couple of years ago, we everybody sat down and they said to me, Terry, what's folk music? And I said, well, that's a loaded question. it encompasses everything. A lot of this, I go back to New York City around 1960. They started holding, I believe it was Washington Square. I'm not from New York City, but that's my recollection. It was a park. And people would come on Sunday afternoons, and they'd hold what's called hootenannies. Everybody brings an instrument, you sit around, you just play songs, one another, and a lot. And that's where the whole thing took off. There was this folk music phenomenon.
And that was in New York?
Yeah, New York.
Doesn't hootenanny sound like a Southern word?
Yeah, it took off from there, and there was a huge outgrowing. And then we talked about Bob Dylan. He came from Minnesota. He was a huge fan of a guy called Woody Guthrie, mm-hmm. who a lot of people know of, one of Woody's songs. I'm going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. And I ain't going to be treated this way. They fed me on cornbread and beans, Lord, Lord. They fed me on cornbread and beans. They fed me on cornbread and beans, Lord, Lord. Don't want to be treated this way. Going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad, Lord, Lord. And I don't want to be treated this way. So that's Woody, and he's known for a lot of Dust Bowl songs and so on. Dylan was a huge fan of his, so we picked up and went to New York City, and there was a club, I think it was Gertie's Folk City, and he just sat in on open mics, took his guitar and his harmonica, and became a folkie, if you will. No, I've talked to friends that were there at that period. They said nobody thought Dylan was going to be as big as he was. They said, yeah, he's got some nice songs, but...
I love those stories.
Yeah, but then he had a manager who was smart enough to go out and market his songs to a number of other artists that, like the Byrds and other groups that picked them up, became famous. And then, of course, Bob, you can't duplicate it. But this is one of his early songs, give you an idea. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She'll take the dark out of the nighttime. She'll paint the daytime black. That's off of, I think that's off of his first record, She Belongs to Me. And I heard that first by Rick Nelson doing it.
So I've heard some toe-tapping kind of music and yes. Then some balladeering kind of music. So there is a wide scope.
Yes, that's a wide scope. Then I'm going to move into the next step. This is a song that was popularized by a couple of artists. One was Doc Watson, who came from the South, one of the top flat pickers. Any flat picking is, you know, where you're picking out solo notes. They're taking fiddle tunes and playing them on guitar. Doc Watson's associated with this, but the guy that really is known is a Mississippi John Hurt, who was a fingerstyle guitarist. I play it. They each play it differently, and I play it my way. So this is called Make Me Up a Pallet on Your Floor. I said, make me up a pallet on your floor. Make me up a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good girl, she don't know. Make me up a pallet on your floor. Oh, worried blues are everywhere I see. Worried blues are everywhere I see. Oh, blues all around me, everywhere I see. Nobody got them blues like me. Just make me up a pallet on your floor. Make me up a pallet on your floor. Make it soft, make it low, so my good girl, she don't know. Make me up a pallet on your floor. So that's another style that comes from originally Mississippi, a blues style. And then Doc turned it into a flat picking tune. And this is, I don't know, a little, it's the way I do it. I don't know what style you'd call it, folky.
Yeah.
So there's a good, trying to pigeonhole everything into folk is really difficult. Then there's another gentleman. Well, let me switch instruments.
All right.
Real quick.
So that's just a
real quick.
Acoustic guitar.
That was just acoustic guitar. And staying on that blues theme, what I've got here is a resonator guitar. And this guitar, it still looks like a regular guitar, but it sounds quite different. And that's because this was made by originally the Dopiero brothers, and it's got three aluminum 6-inch cones inside that give a totally different. Now here's a song that by Mississippi Fred McDowell. And I'm going to use a slide. And originally a slide, it's called bottleneck. You hear bottleneck style. They would take an old wine bottle, cut the top off, put it on their finger, or they'd use a pocket knife. And the idea here is by using this, you're mimicking the voice. It'll add a little more sustain. It'll be completely different. So. Difference tonality between this instrument and that.
Absolutely. Now, Terry, when people, I'm visiting here with Terry Barrett. No, I just want everybody to know they're still listening to Rosie on the House. It's an unusual segment, and we're just enjoying it so much. Our homeowners are home tapping their toe and just really enjoying the music. And you're going to be up here today, and they'll be
Doing a solo set at 3:30 today, and then tomorrow I've got a partner. We're called Manzanita Road. My partner plays guitar and harmonica. So we'll be doing a wide set of that tomorrow, too.
Oh,
that's at 2 o'clock.
Well, we have time. You're going to show me
You have time for another?
Yeah.
How's your time?
We got time.
Okay.
So we have a couple more.
Let's jump to one more. Now let's get the fiddle out.
The fiddle.
If anybody comes up to the museum, I want to go into the transportation building because we have an old Conestoga wagon.
Oh, do you ever?
And when you look at that and you see this is what people, if they were coming from Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, they loaded in that. there's not a lot of room. Mm-hmm. You're not bringing pianos. You're not bringing anything other than the absolute essentials. So things that you could bring would be a fiddle. I mean, this doesn't take any size at all. So this, and these were always popular for dance music and so on. So I'm going to do a song by John Hartford. This is a song, riverboat song. Back in the days when they had barges going up and down and they would have tow paths where they would bring the barges. This song is about you take a barge down river, drop it off, and somebody would have to go down and get the barge, bring it back home. And so it's hot in the summertime and it's rather boring, so you'd make up a song that you could sit and sing to just get through the boredom of the day. So this was written by John Hartford, who wrote the song Gentle on My Mind for Glenn Campbell, who, all right, poor Glenn just passed away. It was Glenn's first big hit. But John wrote this, so I always like to tell that story because it helps, so I'll try this. On the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, don't be making up a tow barge on a long, hot summer day. Gonna pick up them empties soon as we know where they lay. We'll tie them up fast with the jolly line on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, don't be making up a tow barge on a long, hot summer day. Last night had pork for supper, tonight be chicken consomme, and a great big fruit jar of iced tea on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, don't be making up a tow barge on a long, hot summer day. Got me a gal from Pekin, she's a mighty fine gal, okay. She's probably sitting by her window fan on a long, hot summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, don't be making up a tow barge.
Here at the Folk Music Festival at the Charlotte Hall Museum. Stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about Prescott in general with Miss Ann Stewart. It's going to come in and we're going to talk about staycation, all the reasons you should come to Prescott. Thank you, Mr. Terry Barrett, for your journey through folk music.